Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Squid Billy. It's Dylon playing the club jams back there, my friend. That's right. The vibes are high here on this Thursday morning. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929 if you want to call in with a wake-up call at 929 Morning Shift. Already getting a ton of activity on the socials. A lot of people pointing out different places to go get in the water and cool off this summer with the kids and elsewhere. We do have we have a neighborhood pool, but it's like an Olympic pool. You know what I mean? Like, it's very limited in terms of what a three-year-old wants to do. You know, you're like using a ladder to climb up. There's a diving board.
It's not bright and shiny, though, like the big swirly slides and all that stuff.
Yeah, do you have a pool in your neighborhood? Because your neighborhood's what, 20,
it's
30
like
40
years old? We do have a pool, but it's a little one.
Okay,
it's not exciting.
I lived in a neighborhood when I was up in Flowery Branch that was like built in the 2000s, mm-hmm. and the kiddie pool there was like insane. They had two different pools. One was like a kiddie family pool with like zero entry. You could just walk in.
Yeah.
And the other one was like Olympic pool, you know, and I think it was adults only, if I'm not mistaken. So there's two different options. Like, that's not what I got to go. My neighborhood's like 50 plus years old. Like,
yeah.
it's just like three Olympic lanes. You know what I mean? So it is important to be able to cool off. So I'm sure that Bo's neighborhood, y'all probably got a kid friendly pool. We got a slide or something going into y'all's pool.
We got three pools. We don't have a slide. We have a main pool. We have a lap pool, and then we have another pool away from it. And it's it used to have a the pad thing, you know, where the water would come out of it.
Splash pad.
Yeah, but I think they got rid of it because it was broken for years. But I don't know. I don't ever go to that pool. I just drive by it on the golf course.
Dude, so let me tell you something.
I guess I'll be going to it soon because of pork chop.
I was gonna say a splash pad, especially like as soon as your daughter can walk, a splash pad is the best friend of a parent during the summer that whose kid is not like ready for a big pool. Like, dude, you don't have to like worry about them drowning, but they can cool off. And onto our floaties, they just need a little sunscreen, and you can sit back and enjoy.
How do you feel about the splash pads that are like outside of like Mall of Georgia or in the Battery? I know
went to the Battery one last week. It's different. There's one like downtown Sandy Springs. The one in downtown Alpharetta is actually awesome because there's like a beer window right next to it. And you can just go get a cocktail. Like,
perfect.
I don't know. I don't mind. My kids don't seem to mind it. I'm a little bit more guarded than my kids are, where I'm like, I don't know, man. If it doesn't have like the play features and you're not at a park, I'm a little bit weary of it. But nonetheless, man, if given the right circumstance, which we were in, we went to the Braves game and it was hot and they wanted to cool off. Yeah, I'm all about it.
I thought that when your kid's too young to like swim, you just get one of those plastic ones from Walmart, pull the lawn chair out in the front yard, pull the case of cooler beer out there, the Yeti, and just sit there and drink with your
kids.
You know,
are a moving target
while the kid's in there.
Kids are a moving target. Like, once they use it three times, they're over it.
Well, an attention span. I mean, it lasts, 15 minutes?
Exactly.
And then they need a new activity, get the sprinkler out.
Here's the thing for me as a parent, and I never say just wait for Bo, but I will say, it's all about creating less work for yourself. And when you do something at home, you're creating a lot of work for yourself.
Ah.
You know what I mean? So, yes, the kiddie pool, and I have a blow-up slide and everything else. They use it three times. They're kind of over it. Or you get it out. It takes you 30 minutes to get it out and set it up. They do it for an hour, and it's kind of over. Then you got to clean it up and whatever. So, yeah, anything you can just, hey, open the car door, throw them out there, let them do a splash pad. Yeah, or up, you know, or drive them to a beach and let them play with sand. We got to go to the phone lines. We got full phone lines. Appreciate you guys so much for calling in. Hey, let's go out to Tehran in Decatur. Tehran, what's going on, man? Good morning.
How you doing, man? Dylan, my bad. My phone was connecting to my Bluetooth when I was talking to you. But it's Trayvon.
Oh, Trayvon.
Trayvon.
Yeah, it's all good, man. What's going on?
But how you doing, team? Miss Allie Mack.
Hello.
Mr. Squid. Yeah.
Sir.
And my boy Mike Martin.
Wait. I knew it was coming. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Dylan, get this man's name right. Give him some respect.
I don't have nothing on the sports side since we don't had a good couple of days. But just a wake-up call for Dylan. The lake that you probably be talking about, the man-made lake, is probably Lake Winnipesaukee. I don't know if you've ever been there.
He's shaking his head now, man.
Yeah, that's one that's small. It's a man-made lake. It got like a little beach set up and everything.
Where is that one at?
It's actually,
you don't know? That's all right. We'll look it up. Allie's Googling right now.
It's small, man-made. The only thing about that is when we were kids, growing up, my brother got in the water one time and he came out with a leg full of leeches.
Hey, I don't need those vibes right now. I'm trying to go to a water feature. Good call, Trayvon. Appreciate you calling in.
I want you to pay attention to something now. That was a Mike's Mafia call, and I like Trayvon. He's a good dude, but that was a Mike's Mafia call. His phone don't work right. Only talks about Atlanta sports when it's negative. Can't say nothing positive. And then it's all about leeches. Yeah. Goes to a place where there's leeches. So
hey, man, you better get off my man's head.
That's your typical calm Mike's Mafia there. Member and phone call. Well, just so you know.
Hey, look, Squid Nation is a bunch of leeches. Let's go out to Squidbilly's Revival in Villa Rica. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Living the dream.
All right, cool. Hey, speaking of a water park to go to, there's a nice one. I want to say it's Cobb County area, but it's called Sweetwater Park. They got a nice little Civil War museum type looking thing, and it's just pretty cool. So they also have a little sandbar, you know, so that's a nice little spot. But anyways, I miss Tiffany. I miss her voice. Allie, you're doing a great job. Hey, Squidbilly Nation's everywhere, baby.
Here we go.
10 minutes, probably 10 minutes away from you, Squidbilly. So, hey, y'all enjoy your day. Mike's Mafia, we love you. See you.
That call
just shows that Squid in the nation, we love everyone.
I'm not sure he wasn't a Mafia member.
He sounded more like a 33%er.
Yeah.
Sounded a little
a shifty.
He sounded like a shifty,
Dylan, why don't you go screw somebody's name up? The phone's ringing.
He is.
Come in here with that nonsense.
Sweetwater Creek State Park, I believe that's not Cobb County. I believe that's
–
it's down off –
it's in
85 South.
No. He's talking. There's one in Gwinnett.
Lithia Springs.
There's one in Gwinnett, but it's over like Austell, Lithia Springs area. Yeah, right there on Camp Creek Parkway.
Oh,
it's off of it. You can go back in there, but yeah, that's where.
Okay. All right, let's go back to phone lines. Let's see if we can get a couple more in here. Let's go to Coleman out in Winder, Georgia. Coleman, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to start off by saying I have been and forever will be Squidbilly Nation.
That's right.
Here we go.
So,
Thanks, Mike.
I got some good news for you. Listen, I live in Winder.
Okay.
And Yargo is bigger than you think. It's actually really pretty big. It's got a lot of hiking trails. It's got a nice little beach, and then they got like Jungle Gym over there.
But it's really
big, and you could do canoeing.
This is the info I need. All right. Yes.
Yeah, I got you, man. Don't worry about it. Y'all have a good morning.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks, Coleman.
See, now, Allie, that's a typical Squid Nation call. The last two,
they take a G off the end of the word.
We love everybody. No, listen. We love everybody. We're informative. We're nice. We're very cordial to people. Not like the Mafia. We're very negative, you know, very hostile.
Okay, so AJ just hit me up on the IG, and he said this is what Dylan's talking about, and he, I pulled it up, and it's Clayton County International Park, and it does, yeah, it's yes. definitely the it looks like a water park.
Yeah,
it's got all kinds of water slides.
Yeah, it's basically like the Clayton County's version of a water park.
It looks like Lake Lanier Islands used to look. Like,
yeah, it's just smaller, but yeah.
Like, fivefold.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's got a couple of two different water slides. It's got a nice kiddie area, splash pad, kiddie pool, all that stuff. They got big sand area with beach volleyball courts, and they have even
real
like
solid.
In the lake part, they have like little stuff like you can jump off a platform. I think they used to have like basketball goals. I don't know if they're still out there. We can play like water basketball. So they got cool stuff out there.
Yeah, he said it used to be called the beach after the Olympics. So that's spot on. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Let's go ahead and phone. Let's see if we can get one, at least one more, and let's go to Chief over in South Florida. Chief, what's happening, Chief? See that?
What's happening, Chief? You know, I feel for you, Mike, with that master spinner falling from your ceiling. That some things are dangerous. You're very careful, master spinner.
Is it master splinter?
But the water thing, I had a quick thing for y'all with the water thing. When I was a kid, you know, we grew up in the city of Atlanta, and we didn't have too much water thing going on, so we just turn the fire hydrant on, you know. So you can't do that, Mike. But my kids used to enjoy going to Centennial Park just to run through the water fountains and going to, you know, to eat lunch downtown. So I don't know if they still have that thing going because my kids are old now. But, that was one of the things we used to do. Y'all guys have a good one.
I appreciate
you
it, man.
Too.
That's a good phone call.
Yeah, they normally are from the nation.
Let's go real quick. Let's go over and get in Dan in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Uh-oh, Mike Mafia. Yo, what's happening, Morning Show fam?
Let's go.
What's happening, y'all? Real quick, almost a Friday, but I took my son last year to Fins Up Water Park up there, Buford.
Yeah.
So I took him there last year just as something different, you know, outside of Six Flags and stuff like that. So if anybody, you know, wants to do something different outside of Hurricane Harbor or just... I did. I actually had a good time. And then, I mean, just seeing my son enjoy himself, you know, that was enough for me. So, but great time. So I recommend it to anybody. If you've never been, take your child. Mike, I'm glad you're all right, brother. I'm glad there was no heart attack due to the rat that fell out your ceiling and stuff like that, brother.
I said, bring me a grocery bag and a new pair of underwear. Because the situation down here. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Dan. Thank you.
In all seriousness, I'm glad when that thing fell, how sometimes you'll kind of jump back when something comes at you and fall off that ladder. You'd have been laying there next to that rat, maybe not able to get up.
It was a very distinct thud. It was like a basketball with no air in it. That's what it sounded like.
You might have had a sore tailbone like me if you fell off that ladder.
real quick, Fins Up Water Park is a part of Margaritaville, which is obviously someone that's done some stuff. We had our Dylan, you played in that Producer Olympic thing last year.
Yeah, I actually won
99 games.
Yeah, let's even go a little further with that. I won the 99 games. I was part of the winning team. Was Joe on our team? Joe was on our team.
I think we all know Abe is why y'all won.
No, I absolutely destroyed everybody in the axe throwing.
Did you guys have an attack style front? Because that's what the Atlanta Falcons have.
We're
gonna talk about that on the other side of the break. We also got a life squid.
Yeah, I want to ask you.
You've been so good at it lately.
I know. Because you know why?
You've been on a heater.
I forgot that it was coming up next. how important is your helmet, Mike?
I'll tell you.
All right. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At the end of the day, it's about how can we get to the pass rusher better, right? And that's going to change how we look on the defense just in general. So, like, Jeff brings detail. Jeff brings style of play. Jeff brings all of these different things that he's able to perform in front of that room, which I love and which we've been a part of together for a very long time. So, like, these guys formulating our system and how we want to do it and when we want to implement the attack front, when we want to implement whether we play a 4-eye and do some of the different things that we've done in the past from all the different walks of life that we've been on, I think is very important. And I think it's very important to find out, being really intentional when you want to use all of those things. And I think that's what we're doing right now as a defense, and it's kind of learning every single day and getting better every single day on defense, and I'm loving what they got going on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan. I appreciate you spending your morning with us. We do have a Life of Squid coming up in a minute, but you just heard Raheem Morris out of minicamp on the defense. He said the word, Mike.
Intentional.
Intentional.
He didn't use intentionality that time, but yes, he was alluding to being intentional.
Yes.
Which, I love it, man. No, and he's talking about, and this is kind of one of the, I don't know, buzzword, I guess you would, this might not fit there, but it's one of the things coming out, the attack front that's been talked about numerous times from numerous players over the last couple of days. And I get excited. We brought up yesterday the old New York Giants NASCAR package, the Justin Tuck, Matthias Kiwanuka, obviously Michael Strahan in the earlier days of it, OCU Mignora, about how they would just put pass rushers across the board and just wreak havoc on third downs in the backfield. I don't think that's what we're talking about here, but we're talking about a group of guys up front in this attack front that can be dynamic. It's one of my biggest takeaways, Bo, from the cuts and the sound and everything else coming out of minicamp, is this attack front that everybody seems to be asking about and talking about. And I mean, I've got thoughts on what I think they're all alluding to, and it's just simply, I'm going to try to see if I can not dumb this down, but put it in a way where it actually sounds like you can listen to it. You and I have talked about the difference between 3-4 and 4-3 defenses, right? And we've talked about Jeff Olbrich kind of shining a light on, hey, you have to be multiple. You have to be able to do multiple things up front. When 3-4 defenses were created, it was three defensive linemen up front that were two-gapping. Basically, they were cheating a gap. They were getting head up to offensive linemen, and they were taking on gaps on either side of the offensive linemen. They were two-gapping. They weren't trying to penetrate. They weren't trying to get in the backfield. They weren't trying to create tackles for loss. They were trying to build a wall up front. That's what the 3-4 defense was predicated on. On the flip side, the 4-3 defense is built on Warren Sapp-style players, Gerald McCoy guys, ripping through the B-gap and penetrating into the backfield and causing running backs to cut back or seeing if you can grab them around the knees and the ankles. We're talking about with the attack-style front, kind of a combination of both. We're talking about guys with the spacing that can kind of be spaced with five spaced up front, but also rip into gaps left or right and kind of get in the backfield and create havoc, be it a running down or a passing down. I believe that's what we're alluding to here and what we'll see from the Atlanta Falcons this year in that aspect.
But when you talk about those guys, though, let's go back to that Giants team real quick. I mean, what the number one difference that I can well, there's two things that stand up to me, out to me. First off, I think about the difference in a team that was built like that and their NASCAR and what this one could be. How they play with all those guys were hand in the dirt guys, right? I mean, Strahan was hand in the dirt, and all those guys were 255, 260, 265, 270. They're right. Bigger dudes. Now, Rook and you know, is guy size, but like when you think about Paris and Walker and Floyd, and Ebba Cady can do both, but you know, the first three guys before I got Ebba Cady are what? They're stand up. They're stand. You know, they're going to stand up, and they're in that 240 to 250 range, maybe. And now James Paris was, man. You know when you ask a question and it comes off way different than you thought? I think it was Mark Raimondi was asking Paris about putting on size, and he's like, "You look, you got a little bit bigger, man. You putting on some size." And it just, and I felt bad for Mark because it came off like. It came off weird, and, right. and Pierce was like, "Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just trying to figure out where I want to be. I haven't really put a number on it yet." And I was just like, "Man, I felt bad because it's a legitimate question and it's a good question because yeah, James
you
Pierce
bulked up a little bit James, is the way to ask that.
James Pierce is like 6'5", 243. That's what he played at last year. I think that's what he combined might have came in at, but he does look bigger because he's a bigger, he's a taller guy. But it just came off. So I think it's to." The point of what I'm getting to really is that's what the game has evolved to.
Yeah.
Where the NASCAR package now, it might be 270 to 290 inside, and then but they're fast.
Right. And a lot of it's about length, yo. and ability to kind of get separation. Yeah, I know. I knew it was coming out, and I wanted to get out ahead of it because I knew what y'all were about to say.
Well, so. See, you know, You say length. I think, you know, you got to have a little bit of girth, too. Yeah, and there needs to be a little bit of speed, believe it or not.
Balls, yo, whatever you want to throw in there.
Hey, yo.
But to your point, it's one of those things where it's about ability to get separation from the offensive lineman one way or another. And then all of a sudden, you think about guys like Caden Ellis walking down and being able to run twist stunts up front. And that's what the NASCAR package was built on. It was all five guys rushing the passer up front that can create man-to-man situations across the board and then create havoc and get into the backfield. And I think when we talk about that with this version of the Falcons, though, we're talking about run concepts as well. And that's what my biggest takeaway will be from that entire conversation, to be honest with you. So it's interesting.
Guys, tomorrow is our tailgate at home, 99 The Game tailgate at home. I'll be at home. So nice seeing you, Allie. I'll talk to you
good
down
to
the line tomorrow.
See you on the iPad.
And I am going to make something that I'm going to enjoy all weekend, and it's not a big dish. It's going to take a little bit of time just to prep, and then the cook time will be easy. I'll talk about it tomorrow. But part of it is so I can sit there, and I know I won't get to because I'm going to try to see my parents on Saturday at some point. Obviously, Father's Day is Sunday. I'd like to sit home all weekend and just partake in some Owl Inn lager from New Realm Brewing and my Baron Burton's W sauce marinated meat that I'll be eating throughout the weekend because you can kind of pick at it all weekend. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
I was trying to hold.
But I'm going
to
tell you something. It won't be about the length.
Do I need to stop by your house after Dad's and Donuts and check out what you got on the grill? Is that what I need to do?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll see you on the iPad.
Yeah,
I know you won't because you still ain't even seen pork chop yet. So
yeah.
It's
tough.
Yeah, so, like, you care. Uncle Mike is absentee uncle.
Isn't that an invite-only situation?
I know. That's what he doesn't realize.
Actually, if you want to go there, Allie, I told him, I said, hey, when do you want to come see? And he said, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
but
he said that when she was 2 weeks old. I was like, I'm not.
Now we have struck a nerve.
I said, hey, man, like, I was like, just let me know when you can come by, and you can come by and see her. And I haven't heard from him. So
it's kind of like me trying to golf with Bo.
Anyways.
Like, I don't get it, you know.
Well, that's because you can only play on your timeline. Anyway, so I'm going to watch this U.S. Open, which is going to be so much fun to watch. Rory just hit a shot right at the pin, and it rolled almost off the green. So this is going to be an interesting thing. So, look, Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers, and he went to use the helmet that he's always used, which is a shut. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
He's worn a shut for 20 years. And when he got to Steelers camp, he realized he was told that the Shut Air XP Q11 is not recommended by the league. in 2024 when he played in it. Now it has been moved to the prohibited list for 2025. And so he was talking about it. He's like, I hate my helmet. It sucks. I've wore the same helmet for 20 years. And so he hates the new one. Mike, how important, like, how many different helmets did you actually have? And when I mean helmets, I mean the actual, like, style. Because I told you, he wore this Shut XP Q11. And I mean different ones. And how, if you had to change, how much did it bother you?
I probably wore two different ones in college and three different ones in the pros. And it is a massive change. A massive change for a given player. Now, I don't feel sorry for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's not like he's getting hit in the helmet this time of year. And nor will he in any practice this season. So it's not like – but things that people don't think of. Think about the – like a helmet is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking, I don't know, 8 or 10 pounds.
Shut up.
Right? So, yeah. You've been waiting on that.
I haven't.
To be able to get your neck muscles in shape when you start being hit and the reaction, everything that goes along with the helmet, not only that, but the fit. You know, we all have different shaped heads. Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. Golly. It's just getting tough. Anyways,
Tell me more.
It's a massive change. It's a massive change in terms of his helmet. But he knew this. Here's the thing. He knew this was coming. This was not news to him. He's known this. It was on the warning list last year. And every team has a Shut or Rydell, or they used to be Vices. They have these representatives that are probably always in their places going, hey, this is coming. All right, this technology you used 20 years ago is so far out of date these days when it comes to helmet technology. I mean, this is 8 lawsuits ago in terms of the concussions in the NFL. Yeah. So he knew this was coming. He's had plenty of time to try them on. I don't feel sorry for him in any ways, but it's a big, 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 big change for these guys going through that.
And some of these newer helmets are a lot heavier because of the padding that they've had to add and just the way they're making these helmets. So it's not making things – and I think it probably affects the skill position players more than anybody because you're running full speed. Aaron Rodgers is dropping back 3 steps and throwing. You guys are just kind of – you know,
See, you're just trying to needle me. I don't even know what you're doing. Why the skill players? Because they're running full speed? You think it? The guy hitting people with their helmet every play.
Well, they're
just people running
full speed.
I'm talking
about a heavier helmet.
Yeah.
That's more weight on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, do more legs.
He's just trying to mess with me.
Why are you so – I mean, you know, not everything's about you, Mike. I don't know. I hate to break it to you, but not everything's about you. Not everything's meant to be a shot at you.
All right, says the guy with Squid Nation t-shirts on a website.
That don't get mad at me because I capitalized off my NIL agreement.
Coming up, speaking of that, we've got columnist for TMG College Sports, Tony Barnhart. He's going to break down all the NIL stuff going on. We'll get some clarity next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. He's Squidbilly. And Dylon, obviously, back there, man, just doing all the stuff. Just the Wizard of Oz behind the curtains, man. Just answering the phones, playing the sound vibes, making sure the music is rolling and keeping the vibes rolling. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Earlier today, we did talk a little bit of college football. The Bama and Georgia start time announced. Looks like that's going to be a night game between the hedges, and that gives me a chance to bring on our next guest. That's Mr. College Football, as you guys know him. It's college football writer, Mr. Tony Barnhart. Tony, welcome into the show. Appreciate you joining us this morning, buddy.
Well, good to be with you, fellas. What I can't believe is less than a month from today, SEC Media Days are in Atlanta, our hometown, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah,
That's what I can't believe.
Tony, what I can't believe is that SEC Media Days and the All-Star Game are going to be going on in the same city, as if our traffic is not bad enough, my friend. So hopefully hopefully we can avoid that out there on 285.
Well, let's hope so, but we're going to get a chance to talk about football. At least I hope we're going to talk about football.
Yeah, we're gonna do the same thing here. We are gonna talk about some college football, but I do yesterday a little bit of news breaking with a challenge, if you will, to the House settlement on the grounds of Title IX. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us and give us the latest on the pause in these payments that the NCAA is looking at?
Well, this was entirely predictable, and I had heard that once the House settlement was done, and it was going to get done, that's not going to solve all the problems here. Because they're going to be, as long as there's a lawyer willing to file a lawsuit, there's going to be an issue that they've got to deal with. And so basically what has happened is a couple of student athletes have filed saying, hey, this doesn't work for us. We did not collectively negotiate on this. We did not, you can't just put out these rules. And so I told somebody yesterday, we're going to have to work through all this, but it was, having said that, it was a good first step. The players are going to get paid from the university, which is what they should get. They should be able to share in the revenue is a more accurate thing, I'm told. And so we still got some ways to go, but it was a big first step, but these problems are not going to go away.
But Tony, in that light though, hasn't the Title IX side of it, that's, to me, that's always been something that's kind of gonna affect it with the athletes getting paid and this revenue sharing. There are sports that are going to be the casualties of this. I mean, there's no way around that. So the Title IX thing is they're gonna have to figure that part out, right? I mean, because that's always been the way it's gonna be.
Yes, the Title IX thing is federal law. It's always going to be with us, and they've been able to negotiate deals where, obviously there's not going to be a perfect match for the number of athletes on scholarship for football and men's basketball and for women's athletics, but they have come up with a working solution. So that was always going to be an issue, and it'll be interesting. Now, the players are still good. This does not halt the players from starting to get paid on July 1. Okay, that's still going to be there, but they're going to have to manage these lawsuits. We will see. I think we're going to move on, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, Tony, Mike mentioned a moment ago, we got the release of the Georgia-Bama game, night game. What is the atmosphere of a night game like that like?
Oh, totally off the charts, totally off the charts. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, the Georgia people have been wanting a primetime game. They had one with Tennessee last year. Great, great atmosphere there. And, you're talking about two teams that are probably going to be ranked in the top two or three or four. And so the Georgia people, have told me they get tired of these 3:30 games, although people would love to have the 3:30 slot instead of the noon slot. it will be a great atmosphere. And I've got Alabama in the playoffs. And so I think that following them this second year under Kalen DeBoer is going to be something interesting to watch.
Yeah, obviously I'm a Bama guy, so I got I got that one circled on the calendar. There's no doubt. Hanging out with Tony Barnhart, college football writer. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. College Football, at Mr. CFB. I'm sorry. And let's talk about that a little bit, Tony, because I expect both these teams to be good, very good as well. And we can kind of dive into this match. I think both these teams kind of remaking what they are along the offensive line of scrimmages. Georgia was kind of down in that aspect a little bit last year, as was Alabama. What do you expect in this game? I mean, dive in with me a little bit. I really, and look, played under Saban, the whole thing. I don't know what to expect, honestly, out of Kalen DeBoer in year two. They had so many ups last year, but they had a few downs as well. And it seems like they've got some talent to make some noise this year, as does Georgia, as always.
Well, Kalen DeBoer is a very good coach. Okay, he did a great job at Washington. He's won every place he's ever been. One of the things that people don't talk a whole lot about is that when Kalen DeBoer came to Alabama, he was not able to bring his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, because he went to the NFL. Now, after 1 year in the NFL, it didn't work out, and now Ryan Grubb is back with Kalen DeBoer, and that's a big piece of the puzzle. I was in Tuscaloosa a couple of weeks ago, and I said, is this Ryan Grubb rejoining Kalen DeBoer, is that a big deal? And they said, it's a real big deal. And so, Alabama's got players. They always have had players. And so I think it's going to be a great game. But I've got both Georgia and Alabama in my playoff bracket.
Tony, I know you. Your network is pretty broad. There, you can reach far with the people you know in this sport because of how long you've been doing it. The Bill Belichick thing in North Carolina is. I know the players have been talking about having him around, but how is that behind the scenes? Because North Carolina is not the kind of university where they enjoy this kind of ridiculousness.
I told somebody I spent 8 years out of my career in North Carolina, spent a lot of time in Chapel Hill, and I can tell you that University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is a pretty buttoned-down place. Okay, and so that's what I find so fascinating about us. Now, having said that, Bill Belichick's a great football coach. But what he's going to do is he's going to run it more like a pro camp, and that people are going to have to adjust to that. And we'll see. And guys, you know, it all comes down to the players. How good this is a players' league, and how good are the players going to be? And so, but it's going to be a fascinating story to watch because they're going to get more media attention than they've gotten in a long, long time.
Finishing up here with Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. Tony, just a couple things left for you, and just kind of struck a chord with me a little bit talking about Bama and Georgia, right? And I think the SEC is as wide open as it has been in recent memory. I can't remember a time where I had this many questions. And obviously, we're talking about a 16-team league nowadays. Is this just the new normal? Not only for the SEC, I guess, but for college football. Like, are we with the transfer portal the way it is? Until there's more, you know, kind of rules placed around that, are we just looking at a scenario where we go into the preseason going, dude, I just don't know?
No, you don't know. And the thing is, this last year in the SEC, there were a lot of really good teams in the league, but there were no great teams. That there was no Ohio State, there was no Michigan from the year before, and so yeah, this is the new normal because the talent's going to be spread around, and this year is going to be the same. The main thing is that the talent is spread around, and it's going to be fun to watch. I don't see any great teams in the SEC. I see a lot of really good teams. I see several teams capable of winning the national championship. One other thing, do not forget about LSU. LSU is really, really excited about this roster. I talked to Brian Kelly not too long ago. He said this is the best roster they've had since he's been at LSU.
Hey, Tony, the Brian Seeley name, the CEO of enforcement of the College Sports Commission or whatever they're calling this thing, is he kind of like, is this going to be kind of like a Roger Goodell type spot for him where basically he's answering to the college commissioners of these conferences, and basically, you know, there's, you know, Sankey is going to be like, this is what we want, and he's going to be like the bad guy in the face of that and help grow that. Because I think Roger Goodell overall, he gets a bad rap, but he's done a decent job for the NFL, but he's the one that takes everything for these owners.
Well, we always knew that at some point, the NCAA enforcement arm was such a disaster, and we knew that sooner or later they were going to have to come up with an outside body and hire somebody to really outsource rules enforcement. So I think they're going about it the right way. This guy's got a very good track record, and you just touched on it. He has the support of the commissioners, which means he has support of the presidents. So it's going to be fascinating to watch, because they're trying to streamline the enforcement process, which y'all know just went on forever and ever and ever. So that's a big piece of the puzzle to all of this.
All right, Tony, real quick. You got, what, 5 books out? You got the Hobnail Boot, from Herschel to Hobnail Boot, the Southern Fried Football. When are you going to sit down with Steve Spurrier and write a book about because I know you got a good relationship with the old ball coach. And I mean, I can't imagine the stories you could get from that.
Well, one of the things I'm doing this year, guys, is I'm taking this. This is I announced on May 1, I think it was, that this is going to be my last year of covering college football on a regular basis. And one of the things I'm going to do is sort of do a last tour of the SEC. And obviously I'm going to see Coach Spurrier, and I'm going to turn that last journey into a book. And so and Coach Spurrier will be very prominently mentioned.
Hey, well, hey, man, we hope you enjoyed that. And I'm sure that chapter with the old ball coach will be one to read, man. Appreciate you catching up with us, Tony.
Okay, good to talk to you.
Yeah, that's Tony Barnhart, college football writer. Always a pleasure, man, and a wealth of knowledge, undoubtedly, from top to bottom with the SEC and really all of college football, like you said.
Yeah, I got to work with him early in my career. Him and Wes used to do a show on the old radio station. And dude, Tony, if you just say you can call any coach in college football in this country, hey, I'm Tony Barnhart, what time?
Yeah.
But no, what time? Yeah. I don't care what day. Just tell me what time. That's dude, awesome. They are they love that dude. He is so connected.
Yeah, that's gonna do it for us here on the morning shift. You got the Steakhouse with Sandy and Steak. They're getting loosened up in the bullpen. I hope your Thursday is swell.
Swell. Good job.
You're welcome. All right, we'll be back. Well, I will not be back. Daddy's with donuts in the morning. But make sure you guys have a swell Friday. A swell Friday with Mr. Zeno. Until then. Make sure you.
Well, I was going to say, stay swell, Atlanta.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.